VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Emergency workers in the mid-Atlantic state of North Carolina are warning people to finish their preparations in anticipation of the arrival of an especially powerful hurricane. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's warning the Carolinas to get ready.
They haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years. Maybe ever.
Calling Florence big and wet. But after getting an update from FEMA yesterday, the president says America can handle it.
We're ready. We're as ready as anybody's ever been.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than a million people along the coasts of North and South Carolina and Southern Virginia have fled. Experts say this could be the strongest storm to hit the Carolina coast in more than 60 years. The United States says it has determined that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are taking sufficient steps to prevent civilian destruction in Yemen, where Saudi coalition airstrikes have killed thousands of civilians. But some senior members of Congress from both political parties on Wednesday rejected that determination, and Human Rights Watch said in a tweet that the determination was based on what is called farcical analysis. Officials in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province say the death toll from Tuesday's suicide bombing has now risen to 68. European Union legislators took the unprecedented step Wednesday of beginning the process of imposing sanctions on Hungary for presenting what they believe is a systematic threat to the EU's democratic values. Critics of the Prime Minister Viktor Orban say Hungary's electoral system is irregular, and media freedom and judicial independence are waning. This is VOA News. Human rights experts at the UN are warning that all-out war in the northern Syrian enclave of Idlib would result in the massacre of civilians worse than any other seen throughout more than 7 years of war. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN investigators say they fear what might happen if Syria and its allies mount a full-scale war to retake Idlib, the last rebel-held enclave in the country. The commission report highlights six key battles fought between January and June, which led to mass displacements. It says intense fighting in Aleppo, northern Homs, Damascus, Rif Damascus, Dara, and Idlib governorates were marked by war crimes.
The United Nations also says the cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe is a, quote, very dire situation because there are now cases outside the country's capital where the government has declared a state of emergency. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
Zimbabwe's Health Minister Obadiah Moyo is calling on international agencies to chip in following 20 deaths and more than 2,000 cases related to waterborne diseases such as Salmonella, typhoid, and cholera. Health Minister Moyo on Tuesday said his government wants to address the issue of poor water supply, blocked sewers, and irregular trash collection, the factors he said were making a cholera outbreak in the capital worse.
President Trump has signed an executive order authorizing additional sanctions against countries or individuals who appear in the upcoming U.S. elections. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The executive order allows the president to impose sanctions on foreigners who interfere in the November midterm elections, such as by engaging in altering vote counts or propaganda efforts. Lawmakers of both parties, however, say the effort does not go far enough and that Congress should enact tougher legislation as soon as possible. U.S. intelligence agencies conclude Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential campaign. A special counsel is investigating whether Trump's campaign coordinated with Moscow to influence the election.
Apple announced new models of the iPhone and Apple Watch on Wednesday. The new Apple Watch will feature a larger screen and slimmer case. It will also feature a trove of medical services, from detecting dangerous heart conditions like atrial fibrillation to giving wearers electrocardiograms. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.